Jen, Colleen, and Kurt. What Des Moines sounds like.
Star 102.5.
My world may never be the same. And because I was shocked. I didn't know anybody did this. I had never seen it before. But Mitt Romney. Y'all remember Mitt?
Sure.
He had a birthday, and the staff brought him a Twinkie cake, which I thought was a great Twinkie cake. I like that idea.
Delicious.
Just a bunch of Twinkies with frosting with candles on top of the Twinkies.
Fine.
And they sang him happy birthday, and he went over to blow out the candles. And I was like, oh, he's going to make a wish. I don't know if he did, because what he did next blew my mind. Because he didn't blow out the candles. Instead, he picked one of the candles up, blew that one out, put it down. Went over to the next candle, picked it up off the cake, blew that one out. Next one, he blew out each one individually. He picked up each candle. He picked the candle out of the cake.
First of all, that's like playing with fire.
Oh, no, okay. I'll talk to Ken.
I have a real fear of fire.
Ken, I'm going to talk to you.
Grown person before I would even light a match.
I'm with you. All right.
I was a grown person, like using actual packet of matches.
Yes.
I was well into adulting before I ever did that.
Fair.
So that's what went, okay, I don't know what your big complaint is about this. Yes, it's time consuming. Is that your biggest complaint, is that somebody wants to slow down and enjoy their birthday?
Have you ever been to a birthday party where somebody picked a candle off the cake and blew it out?
No, but if
they went to, I would say, stop, you're going to burn your finger.
Okay, right.
If they were seven.
Yeah, this is a grown man.
Yes, if they were seven.
Okay, how many candles do you think Mitt Romney, I don't care how many.
They didn't put all 50 candles. Once you hit
it,
like,
doesn't
20,
matter.
They don't put
I would not stop Mitt Romney
there.
Or any other adult from taking the candle off the cake.
Well, you're not a very good friend.
I think
you just let somebody
fry their
fingertips.
I think I'm not treating him like a 7-year-old.
No.
I mean, really? Really?
Yeah. I'm not stopping.
Fine. You want to get third-degree burn sets? I guess you're right. That's up to you. I shouldn't say anything.
All right. Risk manager over here. It's good to have you on the show.
You're one of the people who calls our show and says, actually. If you were no longer on the show, you would still call us.
I didn't say actually.
You would play contests.
There was no part of this where I said, actually. There was no part of this where I did that.
No, but it sounded like it rolls right off your tongue regularly.
What I was saying is that my fear of fire is makes this story so disturbing to me. Yes, like Frankenstein, exactly.
Jeez.
But even, let's say he had on fire retarding gloves. Okay? So let's take any danger.
Did you say fire?
Yeah, fire retarding gloves.
Yes, got it.
Yes, so resistant, whatever the word is, I need to make sure that fire doesn't happen.
Got it.
Okay.
Because that has hung us up.
He's wearing all the protective things.
There's a fire department on duty.
There is no risk of him being burned at all. Okay.
What else is so off-putting to you about this? I need to get to the root of that. What is it?
He picked candles out of his...
How does that affect you?
Well...
Is it the time? Is it just that it takes more time than just blowing it out?
No, that he's never seen anyone do it before, because everybody usually blows out all of the candles at one time.
Okay.
But I'm assuming the reason for this is because you hear about these people who won't eat that cake.
Right.
Oh.
Yes.
That's why I assumed he did it,
is
but
it
I don't
a germ
know.
Thing?
Right, that's where I went to, because you've heard of people who will not eat cake after someone has blown out the candles.
That's hilarious, because I've never even considered turning down cake because there's saliva all
right,
over
but
it.
The fire.
Right. I'm still on.
Not the germs.
It's also why I don't like trick candles.
Yeah.
Because I've blown out the fire once.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me do it again.
Okay. Still on. How many candles do you have on there? 50?
Does anybody else do this? 280-1025. Does anybody else take the candles off one at a time while still on fire? Risking your life.
Please
your
call.
Fingertips. Your fingertips.
Okay.
Obviously not your life.
Just your fingertips.
You grab the wax part.
I understand. But you're still coming way too close to the flame.
Right. Yes.
Please wait 30 seconds before calling. I need that time.
What'd you want to say, Annabelle?
The birthday candle, one by one. My Aunt Annie... Grandpa used to blow the candles out until one year his dentures came out on the cake, and so then the next year we did it one by one. I had never seen it either, but it was kind of scary not to eat the cake with Grandpa. dentures on it.
See, now.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Because a little bit of, you know, saliva, but full-on teeth landed.
I'm still
ever
like, just cut around.
The dentures. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I'm just like, cut around the dentures part.
Right. That's the risk of sharing food.
All right. Thanks, Annabelle.
Yep.
Take care. Bye. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
All right. Go ahead. What'd you want to say?
I was saying Mitt Romney said he did that because he had a cold and didn't want to spread his cold so everybody could have some of the cake.
It was germ related. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Still, though, again, that's... I've probably been to hundreds of birthday parties where someone's had a cold.
Well, it's a kid usually blowing out all their snot and everything all
and
over.
Right, and now we're
I've actually
we're back
been to more
to
of
not
Colleen's birthday parties than kids.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Amy.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.